The Souls of Black Folk by W.E.B. Du Bois. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Souls of Black Folk, written by W.E.B. Du Bois in 1903, is a collection of essays that explore the African-American experience in the United States. The book is divided into two parts. The first part is a series of essays that explore the history of African Americans in the United States, from the time of slavery to the present day. Du Bois examines the effects of racism and segregation on African Americans, and the ways in which they have been able to resist and overcome these obstacles. He also discusses the importance of education and the need for African Americans to develop their own culture and identity. The second part of the book is a series of essays that explore the spiritual and psychological aspects of the African American experience. Du Bois examines the concept of double consciousness, which is the idea that African Americans must live with two identities, one as an American and one as an African American. He also discusses the importance of religion and the need for African Americans to develop a sense of pride and self-worth. Throughout the book, Du Bois emphasizes the importance of education and the need for African Americans to develop their own culture and identity. He argues that African Americans must be allowed to participate fully in American society in order to achieve true equality. The Souls of Black Folk is an important work that has had a lasting impact on the African American experience in the United States. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The Souls of Black Folk is a collection of essays that explore the African American experience in the United States. It examines the history of African Americans, their struggles for freedom and equality, and the impact of racism on their lives. Du Bois argues that African Americans must strive for both political and economic equality in order to achieve true freedom. The Souls of Black Folk is a collection of essays written by W.E.B. Du Bois that explore the African American experience in the United States. In the book, Du Bois examines the history of African Americans, their struggles for freedom and equality, and the impact of racism on their lives. He argues that African Americans must strive for both political and economic equality in order to achieve true freedom. Du Bois also discusses the importance of education, the power of the Black Church, and the need for solidarity among African Americans. He emphasizes the importance of understanding the past in order to create a better future for African Americans. Du Bois argues that African Americans must fight for their rights and strive for equality in order to achieve true freedom. He believes that African Americans must be educated and empowered in order to create a better future for themselves. He also argues that African Americans must work together in order to create a unified front against racism and oppression. Du Bois emphasizes the importance of understanding the past in order to create a better future for African Americans. The Souls of Black Folk is an important work that has had a lasting impact on the African American experience. It is a powerful and thought-provoking examination of the African American experience in the United States and the struggles for freedom and equality. Du Bois' work is an important reminder of the importance of understanding the past in order to create a better future for African Americans. Main idea number two. The concept of double consciousness is introduced, which is the idea that African Americans must view themselves through the eyes of both their own culture and the dominant white culture. This creates a sense of alienation and confusion for African Americans, as they are constantly trying to reconcile two different identities. The concept of double consciousness is introduced, which is the idea that African Americans must view themselves through the eyes of both their own culture and the dominant white culture. This creates a sense of alienation and confusion for African Americans, as they are constantly trying to reconcile two different identities. This double consciousness is a result of the history of oppression and racism that African Americans have faced in the United States. African Americans must constantly be aware of how they are perceived by the dominant white culture, while also trying to maintain their own cultural identity and values. The idea of double consciousness is a powerful one, as it highlights the struggles that African Americans have faced in trying to find a sense of belonging in a society that has historically oppressed them. It also serves as a reminder of the importance of recognizing and celebrating the unique cultural heritage of African Americans, while also striving for a more inclusive and equitable society. Main idea number 3. Dubois argues that education is the key to unlocking the potential of African Americans and allowing them to achieve true freedom. He believes that education should be accessible to all African Americans, regardless of their economic status. Dubois argues that education is the key to unlocking the potential of African Americans and allowing them to achieve true freedom. He believes that education should be accessible to all African Americans, regardless of their economic status. He argues that education should be tailored to the needs of African Americans, and should focus on teaching them the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in the world. He also believes that education should be used to help African Americans develop a sense of pride in their heritage and culture. He argues that education should be used to help African Americans develop a sense of self-worth and to help them understand their place in the world. Dubois also argues that education should be used to help African Americans develop a sense of political power and to help them understand their rights and responsibilities as citizens. He believes that education should be used to help African Americans understand the history of their people and to help them understand the importance of their contributions to society. He argues that education should be used to help African Americans develop a sense of solidarity and to help them understand the importance of working together to achieve their goals. Dubois also argues that education should be used to help African Americans develop a sense of self-determination and to help them understand the importance of taking control of their own lives. He believes that education should be used to help African Americans develop a sense of self-respect and to help them understand the importance of standing up for their rights. He argues that education should be used to help African Americans develop a sense of self-confidence and to help them understand the importance of believing in themselves and their abilities. Main idea number 4. Dubois examines the history of African Americans in the United States, from the time of slavery to the present day. He argues that African Americans have been denied basic rights and freedoms throughout history, and that this has had a profound impact on their lives. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the history of African Americans in the United States, from the time of slavery to the present day. He argues that African Americans have been denied basic rights and freedoms throughout history, and that this has had a profound impact on their lives. Dubois argues that African Americans have been denied the right to vote, to own property, to receive an education, and to participate in the political process. He also argues that African Americans have been subjected to discrimination and violence, and that this has had a lasting effect on their lives. Dubois argues that African Americans have been denied the opportunity to develop their own culture and identity, and that this has had a negative impact on their sense of self-worth and self-esteem. He argues that African Americans have been denied the opportunity to fully participate in the American dream, and that this has had a devastating effect on their lives. Dubois argues that African Americans must fight for their rights and freedoms, and that they must strive to create a better future for themselves and their descendants. Main idea number 5. Dubois discusses the importance of religion in the African American community, and how it has been used to both oppress and empower African Americans. He argues that religion can be a source of strength and hope for African Americans, but it can also be used to keep them in a state of subjugation. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois discusses the importance of religion in the African American community. He argues that religion has been used both to oppress and empower African Americans. On one hand, Du Bois acknowledges that religion can be a source of strength and hope for African Americans, providing them with a sense of purpose and identity. On the other hand, he also recognizes that religion can be used to keep African Americans in a state of subjugation, as it can be used to justify the oppression of African Americans and to keep them from challenging the status quo. Dubois argues that African Americans must be aware of the power of religion and how it can be used to both oppress and empower them. He encourages African Americans to use religion as a source of strength and hope, but also to be aware of how it can be used to keep them in a state of subjugation. He believes that African Americans must be vigilant in their use of religion, and must be aware of how it can be used to both oppress and empower them. Du Bois' discussion of the importance of religion in the African American community is an important reminder of the power of religion and how it can be used to both oppress and empower African Americans. He encourages African Americans to use religion as a source of strength and hope, but also to be aware of how it can be used to keep them in a state of subjugation. By being aware of the power of religion, African Americans can use it to their advantage and ensure that it is used to empower rather than oppress them. Main idea number 6. Du Bois examines the role of the African American church in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that the church has been a powerful force in the African American community, providing a sense of hope and solidarity in the face of oppression. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of the African American church in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that the church has been a powerful force in the African American community, providing a sense of hope and solidarity in the face of oppression. Du Bois notes that the church has been a source of strength and comfort for African Americans, offering a place of refuge and a sense of community. He also argues that the church has been a powerful tool for social change, providing a platform for African Americans to express their grievances and to organize for collective action. Du Bois further argues that the church has been a source of moral and spiritual guidance, helping to shape the values and beliefs of African Americans and to provide a sense of purpose and direction. Finally, Du Bois argues that the church has been a source of inspiration and hope, helping to sustain African Americans in their struggle for freedom and equality. Du Bois' analysis of the African American church is an important contribution to our understanding of the African American experience. He argues that the church has been a powerful force in the African American community, providing a sense of hope and solidarity in the face of oppression. He also argues that the church has been a powerful tool for social change, providing a platform for African Americans to express their grievances and to organize for collective action. Finally, Du Bois argues that the church has been a source of moral and spiritual guidance, helping to shape the values and beliefs of African Americans and to provide a sense of purpose and direction. Main idea number 7. Du Bois discusses the importance of the African American press in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that the press has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to express their views and opinions. In his book The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois discusses the importance of the African American press in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that the press has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to express their views and opinions. Du Bois notes that the press has been a crucial part of the African American struggle for justice, allowing African Americans to make their voices heard and to challenge the status quo. He further argues that the press has been a powerful force in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to share their stories and to advocate for change. Du Bois also emphasizes the importance of the African American press in educating the public about the realities of racism and discrimination. He argues that the press has been a powerful tool in raising awareness about the injustices faced by African Americans, and in helping to create a more just and equitable society. He further argues that the press has been a powerful force in inspiring African Americans to take action and to fight for their rights. Finally, Du Bois argues that the African American press has been a powerful tool in uniting African Americans in the struggle for freedom and equality. He notes that the press has been a crucial part of the African American struggle for justice, providing a platform for African Americans to come together and to share their stories and experiences. He further argues that the press has been a powerful force in inspiring African Americans to take collective action and to fight for their rights. Main idea number 8. Du Bois examines the role of African American literature in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that literature has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to express their views and opinions. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African American literature in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that literature has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to express their views and opinions. Du Bois believes that literature can be used to challenge the status quo and to inspire people to take action. He argues that literature can be used to educate, to inform, and to inspire people to fight for justice and equality. He also believes that literature can be used to create a sense of solidarity among African Americans and to create a sense of pride in their culture and heritage. Du Bois argues that literature can be used to challenge the oppressive systems of racism and discrimination that African Americans have faced throughout history. He believes that literature can be used to expose the injustices of racism and to inspire people to take action to fight for their rights. He also believes that literature can be used to create a sense of hope and to provide a vision of a better future for African Americans. He argues that literature can be used to create a sense of unity and to bring people together in the struggle for freedom and equality. Du Bois' views on the power of literature to challenge oppression and to inspire people to take action are still relevant today. African American literature continues to be a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to express their views and opinions. It is also a powerful tool for educating and informing people about the history of racism and discrimination, and inspiring them to take action to fight for justice and equality. Main idea number 9. Du Bois examines the role of African American music in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that music has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to express their views and opinions. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African American music in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that music has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to express their views and opinions. Du Bois notes that African American music has been used to express the pain and suffering of the African American people, as well as their hopes and dreams for a better future. He also argues that music has been used to bring people together in a shared struggle for justice and equality. Du Bois further argues that African American music has been a source of strength and resilience for African Americans in the face of oppression. He notes that music has been used to inspire courage and hope in the face of adversity, and to provide a sense of solidarity and community among African Americans. He also argues that music has been used to challenge the status quo and to call for social change. Du Bois' examination of the role of African American music in the struggle for freedom and equality is an important contribution to the literature on civil rights. His insights into the power of music to bring people together and to inspire courage and hope in the face of adversity are still relevant today. His work serves as a reminder of the importance of music in the fight for justice and equality. Main idea number 10. Du Bois examines the role of African American art in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that art has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to express their views and opinions. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African American art in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that art has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to express their views and opinions. Du Bois argues that African American art has been a form of protest, a way to express the pain and suffering of the African American experience. He also argues that art has been a way to celebrate African American culture and to create a sense of pride and identity. Du Bois believes that art has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, and that it has been instrumental in helping to bring about social change. Du Bois also argues that African American art has been a way to challenge the dominant narrative of white supremacy. He argues that African American art has been a way to challenge the stereotypes and prejudices that have been used to oppress African Americans. He believes that art has been a way to create a new narrative, one that celebrates African American culture and history. He argues that art has been a way to create a new vision of freedom and equality, one that is based on respect and understanding. Du Bois argues that African American art has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights and social justice. He believes that art has been a way to challenge the status quo and to create a new vision of freedom and equality. He argues that art has been a way to express the pain and suffering of the African American experience, and to create a sense of pride and identity. He believes that art has been instrumental in helping to bring about social change, and that it has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights. Main idea number 11. Du Bois examines the role of African American education in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that education has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to gain knowledge and skills that can be used to improve their lives. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African American education in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that education has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to gain knowledge and skills that can be used to improve their lives. Du Bois emphasizes the importance of education in the African American community, noting that it is essential for African Americans to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to compete in a white-dominated society. He argues that education is the key to unlocking the potential of African Americans and allowing them to achieve their full potential. Du Bois also argues that education is essential for African Americans to gain the respect of their white counterparts. He notes that education can help African Americans to gain the respect of white society, as well as to gain the respect of their own community. He argues that education can help African Americans to gain the confidence and self-respect necessary to fight for their rights and to demand equal treatment. Du Bois also argues that education can help African Americans to gain the economic power necessary to achieve true freedom and equality. He notes that education can help African Americans to gain the skills and knowledge necessary to gain employment and to become financially independent. He argues that education can help African Americans to gain the economic power necessary to achieve true freedom and equality. Overall, Du Bois argues that education is essential for African Americans to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to achieve true freedom and equality. He emphasizes the importance of education in the African American community, noting that it is essential for African Americans to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to compete in a white-dominated society. He argues that education is the key to unlocking the potential of African Americans and allowing them to achieve their full potential. Main idea number 12. Du Bois examines the role of African American labor in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that labor has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to gain economic power and independence. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African American labor in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that labor has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to gain economic power and independence. Du Bois argues that African American labor has been essential in the fight for civil rights, as it has enabled African Americans to gain economic power and independence. He notes that African American labor has been used to build the infrastructure of the United States, and that African Americans have been able to use their labor to gain access to education, housing, and other resources. Du Bois also argues that African American labor has been used to challenge the oppressive systems of racism and segregation, and to create a more equitable society. He argues that African American labor has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, and that it has enabled African Americans to gain economic power and independence. Du Bois also argues that African American labor has been essential in the fight for civil rights, as it has enabled African Americans to gain economic power and independence. He notes that African American labor has been used to build the infrastructure of the United States, and that African Americans have been able to use their labor to gain access to education, housing, and other resources. Du Bois also argues that African American labor has been used to challenge the oppressive systems of racism and segregation, and to create a more equitable society. He argues that African American labor has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, and that it has enabled African Americans to gain economic power and independence. Du Bois also argues that African American labor has been essential in the fight for civil rights, as it has enabled African Americans to gain economic power and independence. He notes that African American labor has been used to build the infrastructure of the United States, and that African Americans have been able to use their labor to gain access to education, housing, and other resources. Dubois also argues that African American labor has been used to challenge the oppressive systems of racism and segregation, and to create a more equitable society. He argues that African American labor has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, and that it has enabled African Americans to gain economic power and independence. Main idea number 13. Dubois examines the role of African American politics in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that politics has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to gain political power and influence. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African American politics in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that politics has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to gain political power and influence. Dubois argues that African Americans must use politics to gain recognition and respect from the white majority, and to secure their rights as citizens. He emphasizes the importance of voting, and encourages African Americans to become politically active and to use their votes to make their voices heard. He also argues that African Americans must use their political power to advocate for social and economic justice, and to challenge the oppressive systems of racism and segregation. Dubois argues that African American political power is essential to achieving true freedom and equality, and that it is the only way to ensure that African Americans can live in a society that is truly just and equitable. Main idea number 14. Dubois examines the role of African American culture in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that culture has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to express their identity and values. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African American culture in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that culture has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to express their identity and values. Dubois argues that African American culture is a source of strength and resilience, and that it has been essential in the fight for civil rights. He argues that African American culture has provided a platform for African Americans to express their unique identity and values, and to resist oppression and injustice. He also argues that African American culture has been a source of inspiration and hope, providing a sense of pride and dignity in the face of adversity. Dubois argues that African American culture has been a powerful force in the struggle for civil rights, and that it has been essential in the fight for freedom and equality. Dubois also argues that African American culture has been a source of creativity and innovation, providing a platform for African Americans to express their unique perspectives and experiences. He argues that African American culture has been a source of inspiration and hope, providing a sense of pride and dignity in the face of adversity. He also argues that African American culture has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to express their identity and values, and to resist oppression and injustice. Dubois argues that African American culture has been essential in the fight for freedom and equality, and that it has been a powerful force in the struggle for civil rights. Main idea number 15. Dubois examines the role of African American women in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that women have been a powerful force in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African American women to gain rights and recognition. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African American women in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that African American women have been a powerful force in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African American women to gain rights and recognition. Dubois highlights the importance of African American women in the struggle for civil rights, noting that they have been at the forefront of the movement, often leading the charge in the fight for justice and equality. He also emphasizes the importance of recognizing the contributions of African American women to the civil rights movement, noting that they have often been overlooked and undervalued. Dubois further argues that African American women have been instrumental in the fight for civil rights, often taking on the most difficult and dangerous tasks. He notes that African American women have been willing to risk their lives in the fight for freedom and equality, and have often been the first to stand up and speak out against injustice. He also emphasizes the importance of recognizing the unique contributions of African American women to the civil rights movement, noting that they have often been the most vocal and passionate advocates for change. Du Bois' examination of the role of African American women in the struggle for freedom and equality is an important reminder of the power of women in the fight for civil rights. He emphasizes the importance of recognizing the contributions of African American women to the civil rights movement, and the need to continue to fight for justice and equality. His work serves as a reminder of the importance of recognizing the unique contributions of African American women to the civil rights movement, and the need to continue to fight for justice and equality. Main idea number 16. Du Bois examines the role of African American organizations in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that organizations have been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to organize and work together to achieve their goals. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African American organizations in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that organizations have been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to organize and work together to achieve their goals. Du Bois notes that African American organizations have been instrumental in the fight for civil rights, from the early days of the abolitionist movement to the modern civil rights movement. He argues that these organizations have provided a sense of solidarity and strength to African Americans, allowing them to come together to fight for their rights and to challenge the oppressive systems of racism and discrimination. Du Bois also emphasizes the importance of education in the struggle for freedom and equality, noting that African American organizations have been instrumental in providing educational opportunities to African Americans and in advocating for educational reform. He argues that education is essential for African Americans to gain the knowledge and skills necessary to fight for their rights and to achieve their goals. Du Bois also argues that African American organizations have been essential in providing a sense of community and support to African Americans. He notes that these organizations have provided a safe space for African Americans to come together and to share their experiences and struggles. He argues that this sense of community and support has been essential in helping African Americans to stay strong and to continue to fight for their rights. Du Bois also emphasizes the importance of leadership in the struggle for freedom and equality, noting that African American organizations have been instrumental in providing leadership and guidance to African Americans. He argues that strong and effective leadership is essential for African Americans to be able to effectively organize and fight for their rights. Overall, Du Bois argues that African American organizations have been essential in the fight for freedom and equality. He emphasizes the importance of these organizations in providing a platform for African Americans to organize and work together to achieve their goals. He also emphasizes the importance of education, community, and leadership in the struggle for freedom and equality. By examining the role of African American organizations in the struggle for freedom and equality, Du Bois provides an important insight into the power of collective action and the importance of solidarity in the fight for civil rights. Main idea number 17. Du Bois examines the role of African American protest in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that protest has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to make their voices heard and demand change. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African American protest in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that protest has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to make their voices heard and demand change. Du Bois argues that protest has been a crucial part of the African American struggle for freedom and equality, and that it has been a powerful way to draw attention to the injustices faced by African Americans. He notes that protest has been used to challenge oppressive laws, to demand better education and employment opportunities, and to call for an end to racial discrimination. Du Bois also argues that protest has been an important way for African Americans to express their identity and to assert their right to be treated as equals in society. Du Bois further argues that protest has been a way for African Americans to build solidarity and to create a sense of community. He notes that protest has been a way for African Americans to come together and to support each other in the fight for freedom and equality. He also argues that protest has been a way for African Americans to show their strength and resilience in the face of adversity. Finally, Dubois argues that protest has been a way for African Americans to demonstrate their commitment to justice and to inspire others to join the struggle for civil rights. Main idea number 18. Dubois examines the role of African American leadership in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that leadership has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to take charge and lead the way towards a better future. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African American leadership in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that African American leadership has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to take charge and lead the way towards a better future. Dubois emphasizes the importance of African American leadership in the struggle for civil rights, noting that it has been a key factor in the progress made by African Americans in the past. He argues that African American leaders have been able to provide a voice for the African American community, and have been able to bring attention to the issues facing African Americans. He also argues that African American leadership has been essential in providing a sense of hope and optimism for the African American community, and has been a source of strength and inspiration for African Americans in their fight for freedom and equality. Dubois also argues that African American leadership has been essential in providing a sense of unity and solidarity among African Americans. He notes that African American leaders have been able to bring together African Americans from different backgrounds and experiences, and have been able to create a sense of community and shared purpose. He argues that this sense of unity has been essential in the fight for civil rights, as it has allowed African Americans to come together and work towards a common goal. He also argues that African American leadership has been essential in providing a sense of hope and optimism for the African American community, and has been a source of strength and inspiration for African Americans in their fight for freedom and equality. Main idea number 19. Dubois examines the role of African American internationalism in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that internationalism has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to connect with people around the world and work together to achieve their goals. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African American internationalism in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that internationalism has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to connect with people around the world and work together to achieve their goals. Dubois highlights the importance of international solidarity in the fight for civil rights, noting that it has enabled African Americans to gain recognition and support from people in other countries. He also emphasizes the need for African Americans to be active participants in the international struggle for justice, rather than simply relying on the support of others. Dubois argues that internationalism has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, allowing African Americans to gain recognition and support from people in other countries and to work together to achieve their goals. Dubois also emphasizes the importance of African Americans taking an active role in the international struggle for justice. He argues that African Americans must be willing to take risks and make sacrifices in order to achieve their goals. He also stresses the need for African Americans to be aware of the global context in which they are fighting for civil rights, noting that the struggle for freedom and equality is not limited to the United States. Dubois argues that African Americans must be willing to work with people from other countries in order to achieve their goals, and that international solidarity is essential in the fight for civil rights. Du Bois' examination of African American internationalism in The Souls of Black Folk is an important contribution to the struggle for civil rights. He emphasizes the importance of international solidarity in the fight for justice, and argues that African Americans must be willing to take risks and make sacrifices in order to achieve their goals. His arguments provide a powerful reminder of the importance of internationalism in the fight for civil rights, and the need for African Americans to be active participants in the global struggle for justice. Main idea number 20. Du Bois examines the role of African American hope in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that hope has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African Americans to believe in a better future and strive for it. In The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois examines the role of African-American hope in the struggle for freedom and equality. He argues that hope has been a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing a platform for African-Americans to believe in a better future and strive for it. Du Bois argues that hope is a necessary part of the struggle for civil rights, as it gives African-Americans the courage to continue fighting for their rights in the face of adversity. He states that hope is a strong and mighty force that can lift up the hearts of men and give them courage to fight on. He further argues that hope is a source of strength and resilience, allowing African Americans to persevere in the face of oppression and injustice. Du Bois also argues that hope is a source of inspiration and motivation, providing African Americans with the courage to continue fighting for their rights. He states that hope is a divinely inspired faith that can lift up the hearts of men and give them courage to fight on. He further argues that hope is a source of strength and resilience, allowing African Americans to persevere in the face of oppression and injustice. He also argues that hope is a source of unity, allowing African Americans to come together and fight for their rights as a collective. Ultimately, Du Bois argues that hope is a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, providing African Americans with the courage and strength to continue fighting for their rights. He states that hope is a divinely inspired faith that can lift up the hearts of men and give them courage to fight on. He further argues that hope is a source of strength and resilience, allowing African Americans to persevere in the face of oppression and injustice. He also argues that hope is a source of unity, allowing African Americans to come together and fight for their rights as a collective.